to the Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest, and for once in who knows how long, we're actually talking to a guest in South Florida instead of somewhere else around the world, so that's really cool, you know, somebody that's actually local during this pandemic, so that's really cool, and he's an amazing musician, an amazing artist, has a new song, a new album coming out, a new look, a new sign, a new message, just basically, pun intended, reborn. Let's welcome Mason Pace.
Thank you, Pipe Man.
Hey, so I want to start right off the bat. Like, I've known you for quite a while now, and, you know, I've seen you grow as a musician, and you're definitely amazing. What I want to know is, what prompted this whole new thing?
Well, this was the jump that I felt that I needed to take as a musician. I, for 7 years, have been performing all around Miami, Boca Raton. Boca Raton's where I'm from, Pompano, Lake Worth area. And, you know, I had a lot of fans, a lot of people who saw me, who regularly come to my shows and love what I'm about. And I love playing all the classics. But the pandemic really allowed me to sort of make the statement of, this is the route that Mason Pace is going down. And during the pandemic, we really developed the new album, the new look. We got an awesome album artwork. I designed my own logo, and the whole new website, masonpacemusic.com, was made totally by me. Everything that you see was done by me. So not only has the pandemic allowed me to pick up a few more skills, but I was able to really turn Mason Pace into a powerhouse.
I love it. And so, like, there's a lot going on in the world right now. It's become a real strange place, to say the least. So tell us what your message is and what you're trying to accomplish here, because I know you have a very positive vibe going on.
Well, yeah, the new music is really dark and big and theatrical and mysterious. But I would say that the darker music has just as much as an impact that happy music does. And, you know, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling upset, if something happened to you, are you going to listen to a happy song? No. Why is that? Because you're upset that you're not feeling the way that the song is feeling. So what's the being that the darker music is for, the more somber music is for? It acts as the being that understands where you've been. It acts as the person that consoles you, and the listener can relate to the lyrics, the sound of the music, and that whole thing. So I feel like my music is definitely on the heavier, darker side. But even in Reborn, it holds a message of, you know, there is a lot of good in this life, and you definitely should cherish it and appreciate it, because there are a lot of people who will, you know, cut things short because things are going bad, and people will harm themselves mentally and physically. And, you know, I've seen that firsthand. And, you know, I act on those experiences by that I've seen through other people, other stories, and I write my music in that way.
Well, I got to tell you, it makes a lot of sense because, I mean, at the end of the day, people don't realize that a lot of times darker music is not meant to be for you to be darker. It's actually empowering, you know, because it's real. It's reality. If you're going through some heavy duty stuff, which a lot of us are right now with everything that's been going on. Yeah, some song that's about rainbows and unicorns may not do the trick.
Yeah, like people often mistake dark music with evil, and that is most likely not the case. You have your few exceptions with the Satanist bands and whatnot, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and even some of the Satanist bands are not, that's not what it's about either. Like, it's people make assumptions, but if you dig a little deeper, you find out what the real message is. And, you know, it's funny because there is one dude that's been always mistaken as a Satanist and really isn't, that immediately your new look, at the very least, reminded me of him. And it's a big compliment, and that's Ozzy.
Thank you. Yeah, I love Ozzy Osbourne. He was one of my first concerts. Black Sabbath is a huge, huge influence on me. And you're absolutely right. People mistake Black Sabbath to be that kind of band when they just sing about Antichrist, but it's actually them fearing God, which is pretty amazing.
Totally. And yeah, so I love the new look. Tell us about the symbol.
The symbol I call Altered Peace, and it just sort of, it was as if it was bestowed upon me. It came so naturally. As you've probably noticed, it derives from the peace symbol, and it worked out that the M and the P just protrude from it. And, you know, I don't really want to tell people how to interpret it, what it means, but yeah, it's a different way of approaching peace.
And we need peace more than ever, I think, right now in 2021. So thank God.
Especially after pandemic times, you know, people get restless. I totally get it.
And I think that's one of the good things about the pandemic times, because people like you, artists like you, are able to slow down for a second, because we live in a world where it was running a million miles a minute. Uh-huh. And it's almost like the lockdown and the pandemic was a forced slowdown to be able to evaluate who we are, what we want, and where we want to go. And
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. So, and think of it.
That's totally right.
That's exactly what happened to you, isn't it? You know, it's like you just have this opportunity to be with yourself and realize what you really want out of life instead of just staying on the hamster wheel.
Exactly. Yeah. I was able to write new songs. I was able to create the image that you see through the music videos. We were able to make the music videos and create all the concepts for the things that we have in store. We're going to be releasing stuff all throughout the summer with the King of Hearts EP coming out August 6th. And the first sort of signs of what was formulated during the pandemic and what I saw is through the Reborn single and the video that just came out 3 days ago.
On your birthday?
Yes, sir.
So
I was Reborn on my birthday.
That's why it's perfect, because, you know, you're Reborn, the song's Reborn, everything's Reborn. On your birthday, it just makes sense.
Thank you.
So tell everybody how they can connect to you on social media, connect to your brand new website, check out the new song, check out the new songs as they come along till the drop in August for the new album.
You could find all of my information, what I've done, what we got coming up on masonpacemusic.com. I also just released a brand new merch store featuring the King of Hearts EP album artwork. Again, King of Hearts comes out August 6th, and the new merch is super comfy, super good quality. We got shirts, hats, hoodies, koozies, crop tops, pins, and even branded M&Ms. So
ooh, I really like cool that.
Y'all can check that out. Reborn is available on all streaming platforms right now and YouTube as a music video. And yeah, I've got my shows coming up. I post on Facebook, on Instagram, and on my website all the time. If anyone listening is or in the Boca Raton area, I'm having my EP release show at Crazy Uncle Mike's on August 13th, which is a Friday night. And that'll be a really, really cool show. I'm stoked for that.
Nice. So we haven't had a show, a real show in a long time. What can we expect?
It's coming back. People want concerts, man.
Yeah,
people want
no doubt. Out. I know I do. So what can we expect at the new Mason Pace show? Because you have the new look, and I'm sure the show is going to be something phenomenal.
You can definitely expect the new EP in its entirety. You can expect some unreleased material that almost made it on the EP, but will be released sometime by the end of this year. You can also expect the new look. You could check out and feel the new merchandise for yourself in person. And we have a lot of production quality that we're developing right now. We're developing the show as we speak, so it'll be really cool.
I bet it will, because, you know, you're pretty badass live anyway, and put on a great show, and so I think everybody should check it out. Everybody should check out your new music, connect with you. You're a true artist, and, you know, that I don't say lightly. It's not just about playing an instrument. It's not just about writing a song. It's the complete package, and Mason Pace, you are it.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. Yeah, we've come a long way since we last talked at Rockfest 80s.
Yeah, I think
Rockfest 80s was a really, really nice show. That was really dope. I had a lot of fun.
There you go. Well, I think you've grown into the artist you're meant to be, is what I think happened.
I appreciate you saying that, man. Thank you.
My pleasure.
We're going to expand into North Florida. So anyone who's listening who has any ties to any shows, festivals, venues, promoters in North Florida, or even you, Pipe Man, we really want to start doing weekend tours, you know, get our name out, get our new material out.
Let's do it.
We just played the Haven Orlando this past weekend and received an amazing response. The bands that I played with, Sacred Ashes, Electric Chimps, and Labeled Lawless, were really good. They were very, very welcoming to us, considering we drove 3 hours that same day to be there. And we sold lots of merchandise, and I made a lot of new friends, a lot of new fans who really dug what we were about. So I definitely want to do more stuff like that.
That's amazing. Let's make it happen for sure. Any final words you want to leave our listeners with that we haven't covered that they should know?
I'll just say that Reborn, again, is available on, you name it, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Deezer, Medianet, Amazon, and the King of Hearts EP, which is a 5-song EP, will be coming out August 6th on all platforms. And if you're in the Boca Raton area, keep your eyes out for the EP release show.
Do it. I love it. Love the new music. Love the new look. Everybody check it out. Mason Pace. He is somebody you want to get to know in music. Thanks for the great new music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.